I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, November 2nd. Voters are heading to the polls in Quincy today. Polls are open, will close at 8 p.m. There are races for three school committee seats, the three councilor-at-large seats, and the council seats in Wards 1, 2, and 5. Incumbent school committee members Courtney Proteos, Emily Lebo, and Doug Guttrow are facing challenges from Tina Cahill, Liz Speakman, and Liberty Schaff. Bill Burke is seeking one of the three at-large council seats currently held by incumbents Noel DeBona, Nina Liang, and Ann Mahoney. Ward 1 Councilor Dave McCarthy facing a challenge from Joe Murphy. Steve Purdios is challenging Ward 2 Councilor Anthony Andronico. And Ward 5 Councilor Chuck Phelan is facing a challenge from Steve Christos. City Clerk Nicole Crispo is predicting a 15% turnout today after the 8% turnout in the September primary. Polls close tonight at 8, and mail-in ballots must be received at City Hall by 8 o'clock tonight. Quincy Access Television will provide live election night results beginning at 8 o'clock. Well, a jury is deliberating the fate of a man who's accused in connection with a deadly bar fight in Quincy in 2019. Matthew Potter of Weymouth, charged with manslaughter and assault. In connection with the January 2019 fight outside the Nickerson American Legion post in Squantum that left Chris McCallum of Bridgewater unconscious and bleeding on the ground outside the bar on Moon Island Road, Potter and his brother Stephen were argumentative and acting aggressively before starting the fight with a member of the post, according to court documents. When they were eventually thrown out, a scuffle is said to have broken out outside involving the Potters, McCallum, and several others. At one point during the fight, police say McCallum was punched, causing him to fall over and slam his head on the ground. He died 2 days later. The state ME's office filed a death certificate in August, which indicated McCallum died from blunt force trauma and that his manner of death was a homicide. The 44-year-old left behind his wife and three sons. Lawyers from both sides made their closing statements in court yesterday. Stephen Potter, who has been employed as an EMT with Boston EMS for more than 2 years, is facing assault charges related to two other people who were involved in the fight, but not with McCallum. History is on the ballot in Boston today, with voters set to choose a woman as mayor. But the state's top elections officials expect that turnout will lag behind previous contests. One of the two finalists, Michelle Wu or Adisa Asabi George, is poised to become the first woman elected to serve as mayor in Boston's history after Kim Janey in March became the city's first ever female mayor. 61 communities across Massachusetts are hosting elections today, including Quincy, most of which will decide on municipal races such as mayor or city council. Asabi George said over the weekend her campaign sent out 100,000 text messages, knocked on 150,000 doors, and made 500,000 phone calls, hoping to make a final push for a campaign that recent polling shows trails challenger Michelle Wu by double digits. Wu made her final campaign stop yesterday at her campaign headquarters in Jamaica Plain, thanking volunteers for their support since launching her campaign 14 months ago. Earlier in the day, the mother and Roslindale resident met with voters in Boston's Chinatown neighborhood looking to pick up last-minute support. Wu is the first Asian American to serve on the Boston City Council. Secretary of State Bill Galvin estimates 135,000 ballots will be cast in Boston, where voters will decide an open mayoral race and several contested city council seats. If Galvin's projections hold true, turnout among the city's 442,000-plus registered voters would land at about 30%, lagging behind three of the four most recent Boston municipal elections, where the mayor's office was up for grabs. Under state law, the option of mail-in voting was extended to all elections through December 15th. That pandemic-era rule allows all voters to request a mail-in ballot without an excuse. Statewide, Galvin said 135,358 voters requested a mail-in ballot for a contest today, and over 89,000 had returned their votes. Rates of return vary by community, but it was topped by an even 100% of the 102 ballots that were requested in New Bedford. State lawmakers released a proposed new map of Massachusetts congressional districts yesterday. The map avoids any large-scale dramatic shifts in district lines, in large part because the state retained the same number of congressional districts, 9. That sidesteps the need to combine districts and potentially force incumbent lawmakers to square off against each other. One point of contention came in the state's 4th congressional district, currently held by Congressman Jake Auchincloss. The Drawing Democracy Coalition, an umbrella group of advocacy organizations, faulted the map for failing to combine Fall River and New Bedford into the same district. The group had argued that the similar immigrant communities in the two cities should be placed in the same district to increase their political clout and provide a better opportunity for voters there to elect candidates of their choice. While the map proposed by the legislature unites Fall River, it puts the entire city in the 4th district and keeps New Bedford in the 9th. As a result, the group says Fall River residents might continue to see their voting power weaken by wealthier suburbs like Brookline, Newton, and Wellesley. Auchincloss welcomed the proposed new congressional district lines. He said he's worked with local officials and state lawmakers to ensure Fall River bounces back from the pandemic. The map would also increase the share of people of color living in the state's 7th congressional district, currently represented by the only black member of the delegation, Congresswoman Ayanna Presley. The redesigned district, created after the 2010 census, was intended to contain a majority of minority voters. It was previously represented by Congressman Mike Capuano until Presley defeated him in 2018. All 9 members of the state's congressional delegation are Democrats. 10 years ago, the state was forced to cut 10 districts down to 9, a fate avoided this time when Massachusetts reported enough of an increase in population to just over 7 million to retain all 9 seats. One goal of the Special Joint Committee on Redistricting, which came up with the proposed map, is to have each district home to the same number of people, about 781,100 each. United States Coast Guard searching for a small plane off Cape Cod. The pilot, who has not been identified, was alone when he left Reading, Pennsylvania Sunday afternoon and was supposed to meet a friend in Chatham on Sunday night. Searchers scoured the surf roughly 2 miles off Nauset Beach Sunday night and most of the day yesterday, but found no debris or oil slick from the single-engine Piper Cherokee. The pilot did not have a flight plan, which is not required for visual flight rules, but recommended when traveling over water or at night. The call came 2.5 hours after he didn't arrive. It sent the FAA scrambling to review its radar data, which had picked up the plane over Hyannis and approaching Chatham, until it vanished just before 7 p.m., dropping 4,000 feet per minute. Basically a nosedive. Between the delay in the friend's call and no flight plan, it was hours before authorities could estimate a possible crash location and mount a search. Authorities released pictures of the plane on the remote chance that the radar data is misleading and the pilot landed safely somewhere else. The ocean is 60 to 70 feet deep in the search area. 2 Coast Guard cutters searched throughout the night and will resume a full search this morning. Yesterday was the deadline for State House lawmakers and staff to show proof that they had a COVID-19 vaccine. In September, House leaders set the rule requiring vaccinations for anyone who will be physically working in the building. Everyone must still wear a mask in all House-controlled spaces. Lawmakers are recommended that staff open their office windows to improve airflow when weather permits. A check of business news. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 94 points. The NASDAQ rose 97 and the S&P rose 8. Asian stocks are mixed. The dollar fell. The euro is down. Oil at $84 a barrel. Sports. Tough loss for the Celtics. Bulls beat them 128-114. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly cloudy, high 55. For tonight, cloudy and cold, a low 38. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 52. Sunshine Thursday with a high of 51. And cloudy 51 on Friday. For the boater, waves about a foot, southwest winds at 10 to 20 knots, a high tide at 9:46 a.m. Sunrise at 7:18, set 5:35. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, November 2nd.